four ball, Clint. Hit it, Matt. Oh, it's out.
That could be out. That's a terrific piece of work by Matthew Wade. He's a good athlete. There was a scream of hit him, and hit him he did.
Wowee, that's an incredible bit of fielding. Considering that he actually hit the grease, elbows hit the ground, he sort of had to flick himself up to get his, to be able to get his throwing arm under his body.
They weren't highlights from the Big Bash, they were highlights of Matthew Wade just in general, and he joins us on the line now. G'day, Wadey.
Hey, mate, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. First of all, congratulations. Fantastic way to start BBL 5 with a great win over the Brisbane Heat.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, to go up there and play well in their conditions was really pleasing. We haven't, as a team, played up there ever for the Renegades, so to go up there and play the way we did was, pleasing.
And to win by 7 wickets as well, that's very handy for the net run rate.
Yeah, it looks good on the scoreboard. It definitely wasn't as easy as what it sounds, 7-wicket win, but it went down to last over again. We'll up against it, really. When you need 30 off 30-plus off the last three overs, you got to get lucky, and we got lucky. We probably obviously went out there and hit the middle of the bat straight away, so my job was to sit down the other end and get him off strike for a bit.
Mate, two great Victorians helped the team get up there. It was Renegade skipper Aaron Finch with 65, bringing up his 1,000th Big Bash run, and the new boy, Cameron White, with 55, 111-run partnership, and they really steered the team to victory.
Yeah, they played awesome. That partnership was really crucial. I think we're seeing in the Big Bash at the moment that the older, more experienced players tend to get the job done at the moment. They get a lot. The boys out there had really cool heads, didn't panic when the run rate got up to, you know, 10s and 11s, just being able to stay calm in that situation in T20. So those blokes, they put a partnership of 100 on, which is pretty rare in T20 cricket. So, I think we've got good balance in our team at the moment with Whitey coming into the team and Gale. We've got power at the top, and then we've got enough down the bottom as well. So it's good times.
Who's the coolest out of Cameron White and Gale?
Gale's pretty cool. You don't hear much from Gale. He's getting suited up in the rooms. He's got mics going on everywhere, cameras on his helmet. He just waltzes out with a gold bat and hits the middle straight away. So, no, I don't think anyone can get much cooler than him.
No, you're probably right. Hey, Wadey, what's it like having effectively a different team every year? I don't think any BBL franchise has actually had the same team go into the first game of any season.
Yeah, I think that's definitely the hardest part, obviously, coming from the Stars last year, and we had 6 or 7 blokes that have never played together. I think, you can play with different guys, which is, I think, what we can do this year. But if you haven't played with them in the past, it's actually quite difficult. You don't quite know their strengths and weaknesses or what bowlers they want to face at certain times or when they're going to go. So this year we're a bit more lucky. Obviously, Whitey came over and Gale's here. Everyone's played a lot of cricket with Bravo as well. So we've kind of got a nice mix now that we've all played enough cricket together. You're only really learning one or two blokes' game instead of 3 or 4, and that's crucial in this format.
And will that sort of be, do you think, the way that teams will start going from now on, that they'll have a group of 6 or 7 mainstays that they'll work with and then build the team around those guys?
Yeah, I think they will. Certainly with the bat, I think you've seen in the past when you've got guys that are playing together and know their role day in, day out. Like the Scorchers are a terrific team, and they don't have a team of superstars, but they all know their role really clearly. I think if you load your team up too much with all the superstars, like the Stars, in a certain way. I played the first 3 or 4 years there, and we probably had too many batters, to be honest. Like, I was batting 7, Faulkner's batting 7 or 8. Now, once you get 3 or 4 really solid players, then you can mix around with the other guys. Like Beaton, who's come into our team, and he slotted in at 6 last year, and now he knows his role really clearly now, so it makes it a lot easier.
Guy Walker, a forgettable Big Bash debut?
He goes hammer and tongs, doesn't he? He just runs around as fast as he can do everything. So that's exactly what I was talking about before with experience. You know, he'll learn to slow the game down. He goes 100 mile an hour at everything. And in this format, you get caught up and you just keep bowling the same ball or you keep trying to play the same shot. You'll come unstuck. So, yeah, he'll be fine. He bowls a heavy ball. He's going to just get better with experience. He's only 20 years of age. That's the thing that you probably forget at 20 years of age. You don't know what you're doing. You just try and do everything as quickly and as fast as you can. So you just take a little bit more time next time and he'll be fine.
Mate, I was just having a chat to Nathan Bracken before and mentioned last night's game, the Stars and the Thunder. Don't know how much you caught of it, whether you saw the whole lot. But if you've ever wanted to see a Big Bash game played at its absolute best, with that, you know, coming right down to the very last ball, the tension, all that sort of stuff. Last night's game pretty much had that, didn't it?
Yeah, well, I did watch most of it. I'll have to try and sit down and watch the Stars as much as I can. Obviously, you've got a few boys in there. But,
yeah.
Yeah, it was a terrific game of cricket. Batting was unbelievable. Like, Khawaja played out of his skin. I didn't think he really had it in him for T20 cricket anyway to come out and do what he did. He came off, and then, yeah, the chase was pretty exciting. I thought they were home, to be honest, once Faulkner got in and KP was doing what he was doing. I thought they were home with three overs to go. But wickets, mate, they change everything in T20. If you lose a wicket at the back end, it's near impossible to come out and hit the ball for six first balls. So, yeah, they were lucky enough to take that wicket at KP, and the rest is history.
All right, you know Jimmy Faulkner pretty well. What's going through his head? Two balls to go, four runs to get, and he goes for the ramp shot.
I wouldn't have said the ramp if you asked me that yesterday. I've never seen him play a ramp shot in my life. So
why the hell would you do it with two balls to go and four runs to get?
I think he was cooked. That was one reason. He was probably absolutely stuffed, and when you're stuffed, you make bad decisions. So I just saw him at the Ellison. Actually, I had to go in there and do a gym session, and he was at the foyer, and he was moping around a bit, but he'll be all right. He's a pretty confident young kid. He'll get over that pretty quick. I mean, yeah. The thing about it is everyone, once you get to his stage, everyone expects you to finish every single time, and that's what I said to him today. Like, at some times it's not going to come off. You just got to be brave enough to keep going the next time you get out there.
And, mate, that's the great thing about this competition is it's not too long before you get the opportunity to show that you're not a fool, and you get the opportunity to go again. And you guys get the opportunity to do that on Wednesday night at Etihad Stadium up against the Sixers.
Yeah, 100%. Once you have a good win like we did the other night, you want to get straight back out there. We'd like to play today if we could. So, yeah, it's exciting to get back home and play in front of hopefully a big crowd at Etihad. So we're ready to go, and hopefully the fans come out. It was a pretty exciting team to come and watch. If you don't get to see Gale, Finch, White, those guys batting the same team in your life, you probably won't see it again, or not much. So it'll be good to see everyone come and watch us.
Mate, a final one for you. We hear that the franchisees are trying to look at getting it up from an 8-game series to a 10-game series. How's that going to affect you guys as players? Because it's already such a crammed season in regards to what you do shield-wise, one-day-wise, now Big Bash. Can you afford to put another 2 games in there?
I hope not. We won't get a week off at time over Christmas.
Yeah.
That's a good thing about Big Bash. You get a bit of a break from the, you know, we play 5 games of shield cricket before Christmas, and then we play 5 after, and there's 1 days in there as well. So I think it definitely will expand. There's no doubt about that. It's just how much too soon, you know. That's something Cricket Australia have got to work out. You saw in England, they went too hard too early. They had a great competition there, and then they changed it to more and more games, and then everyone stopped going. So I don't get paid the big bucks to make those decisions. I just get told to go out and play when I get told. But it'll definitely expand, whether it's one team in the next couple of years and then slowly building up would be the thing that I hope happens, not just going bang all of a sudden we've got 12 teams and then, you know, you're filtering crowds out and, you know, you've got to get more and more sponsorship. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see where they go in the next couple of years.
Just a clarification on that, you don't get paid the big bucks or you don't get paid the big bucks to make the decisions? Which one was it?
definitely don't get paid big bucks to make those decisions.
Good.
Administration's not my area of expertise, that's for sure.
Just wanted to clarify that, that's all.
Yeah.
Mate, good luck for Wednesday. Good luck also, of course, the T20 World Cup coming up next year. I know you got your hand right up there, mate, for a spot in the side. Let's hope that continues.
Yeah, thanks very much, mate.
Good on you. Matthew Wade joining us from the Renegades, the keeper at the Renegades. A great start to the season for them. A 7-wicket victory, and they come up again on Wednesday night at Etihad Stadium.